chime, I get it. I don't know how many will, but good choice this morning.
Thank you.
When it comes to the Achilles. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is it chime? Is it an answer random text Friday?
Absolutely.
We haven't done one of those in a while. So 781 text. Courtney, how is your Yuka improved life been going?
Wow, thank you so much for asking. For me, it's going great. For Santo, not so much. We did go through products in our bathroom.
Everything? And the every single thing that was in there?
Unfortunately for Santo, that Kiehl's body wash he's been using. Gotta go.
I see.
Gotta go. So, the Olaplex shampoo and conditioner in my bathroom in the trash. But really? That's okay. I've moved on to different. I was surprised by... I didn't have many hazardous items already, so that was good.
Food-wise?
Skincare. I haven't gone through our entire refrigerator. Yesterday, I was really focused on my skincare, makeup, hair products. And
see, this is the kind of thing, it's like going to see the doctor.
Right.
It just creates anxiety for you. Like, at this point, the way I feel, I'm nearly 58 years old, 58 in a couple weeks. I have consumed the kind of food that I've consumed. And it's too late. Like, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to use an app to look up at, I don't want to look up at the baked Lay's sour cream, cheddar sour cream, onion, potato chips and see that there are five hazardous things in them. I don't want to know. Like,
I get the app thing, but always go get a physical once a year. That's the best way to do it. Once a year, and then at least you can.
But if I can prevent myself from getting sick, like really sick. You know, like, down
but
the road.
You're in the.
If physical, I can do anything in my power, and I understand that it's some things are out of my control, but
you're beyond that. What's the word for people like Courtney?
Hypochondriac.
Yes, you're in that world. Like, you're going through shampoo.
Yeah, she is.
Like, you're going through. Yeah. I can't use this shampoo. Why? Because it's going to give me a dry scalp, is what they're saying on this Yuka thing.
No, it's more than that. The dry scalp.
It's cancer. Yeah. Like, she's looking at her
but
shampoo.
But everything they
the shampoo that she's used. This is the problem with this app and all these things. She's looked at the shampoo that she's used for 5 years.
Yeah.
And now she's throwing it all away because she thinks it's going to give her cancer.
Infertility is another thing that I'm worried about when it comes to these products. I was at the hair salon yesterday. I bit my tongue. I didn't do it, but I almost asked to see the bottle of that they were going to wash my hair with because I want to take a photo of the barcode.
So you could whip out your Yuka app.
Yeah, right. But then I said, Courtney, you're putting dye on your hair. Like, you're covering your grays. The toxins are there.
Right. Right afterwards, you said, hey, do you mind injecting me with 40 cc's of Botox?
Right.
I mean, I
this is a very the way in which men and women approach this couldn't be more opposite. Like, my mom is very similar. Like, I'm like, dad's 75. Like, he's okay. Like, he's made it this far. He's not going to change his entire diet. You know, if I get to 75, I want to be eating what I want to eat. I don't want to be eating crap, especially when half the stuff they tell you today is good, in a month they'll say is bad.
See, that's the problem, Curtis, is that everything that they'll say potentially can give you cancer. So it's like you can't do anything. Just go see a doctor once a month and catch it, God forbid, knock on wood.
Once a month?
I mean, once a year, excuse me, and catch it, you know, early enough where they can treat it.
Mine is, and the cancer is obviously always in the back of my mind, especially after the Jimmy Fund and Greg talking about how younger people are getting it much more. But for me, in this stage of life, it is a fertility thing. So
I
see anything that's like could hurt fertility, I'm like, gotta go. Heated seats for Santo? No longer.
Right. Oh, my God.
And he don't wear boxes. He doesn't wear the boxer brief no more, right? Doesn't he have to let them?
No, he can wear briefs. He's not supposed to wear them to bed.
Can't imagine the poor guy.
Well,
you have 75 rules that he has to follow that he's fertile.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that their husbands can't go in a hot tub anymore. Showers have to be lukewarm.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, in heaven.
Wow.
Life
gotta
is
protect
not
the jewels.
Long enough.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why don't they all just go get the eggs retrieved and boom, you know, get it on layaway. Then it's there for you whenever you want.
It was interesting yesterday. The whole food discussion was, I think, really interesting. And I think for a lot of people, it is something to think about. And the Yuka app, I think, is it's cool. And I think it's worthwhile. I just think for some, it's going to create an absolute anxiety-filled existence.
I would like to personally apologize to Santo. This is really my fault. I shouldn't have brought it up. You're a great guy. You really take a beating here, and really wash your face with whatever the hell you want to wash your face with. You have beautiful skin and a great head of hair.
All right. It's a Patriots Friday, and coming up at 7, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Greg Wonsheim, Greg, and you know the name of the other Allman Brother by any chance, Shime? Wiggy, I don't think you do.
George.
Curtis?
Not Mark, right?
No. Courtney, no. Never. You don't even know the Allman Brothers.
No.
You thought it was something that cost $10 that you put in your coffee.
Yeah.
Curtis, any idea?
Sven.
Oh. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Wow. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne, that's right.
Dwayne.
Greg and Dwayne. Right.
Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Shout out to my guy Mitch. He's going to have something, a nice little graph for you on Twitch. I'm a big graph guy, visual learner, if you will.
Okay, I love graphs.
And so this is for you. If you notice, this is quarterbacks which excel at creating plays outside of structure. The bottom axis is the EPA per play, so how successful you are on a per play basis. And on the left side is what you create out of structure and out of the basic play itself. If you'll notice, in the upper right-hand quadrant, there's a couple names that I want you to take note of.
Those would be the two outliers. The two who far exceed every other quarterback on your chart that
correct.
You brought with you to work this morning.
The most successful at both EPA per play and creation rate out of structure. That would be, of course, Josh Allen, which makes total sense.
Right.
I've been doing it for years now. That other name there, I believe that says Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what it says. Drake May. My guy, Drake May. Look, this is what he excels at. This is what he thrives in. Get him out there. Stick him in the shotgun. And just spread them and shred them, baby. That's what you got to do with Drake May. That's what you should do against this Jaguars team. I said this last night with Fitzy. I will be disappointed if the Patriots do not score at least 27 points this weekend. I think, like, that's my number. Last week we had a number for Drake May where we thought it would be a successful game. For me, this is more about the offense as a whole. On Sunday, you should score at least 27 points on this Jaguars defense.
When it comes to hammering the Shime, are you on record? Do you want to be on record now as suggesting that Drake May gets his first NFL win on Sunday?
Yes.
Took you a minute to get
I definitely want to take the Patriots plus 6. I think that number's too big.
Okay.
To me, this is a field goal game.
Okay.
But the best bet on the board is the over. It's 42 because they think both these teams stink, which is true, but both these defenses are the one worst part about the team right now. Both offenses can cook. I love the over in this game of 42.
All right, Shime.
The over, excellent. So we're locking that in?
Yeah, lock it in. That's my lock of the week, Courtney. Over 42, Patriots, Jags.
Okay. We will talk to Nick Costos at 9:30 to get further betting advice for you for this weekend. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. So Dan Shaughnessy wrote a story yesterday calling the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The 2004 World Series, New England's greatest sports story.
Mm.
And I have to say, upon first glance, nobody does historical sports perspectives quite as well as Shaughnessy in Boston. I agreed. But you know what? Upon further thought, I think Wiggy, once again, is getting screwed.
Huh.
Because I just don't know if 04 happens without the 01 Patriots.
Okay.
And the story of the 04 Red Sox was really the story of a singular rivalry with the Yankees. If they went through the Indians like they did in 07 and 04, it wouldn't have had the same feeling. So the singular accomplishment of the 04 team was not beating the Cardinals. It was coming back from 3-0 to beat the Yankees a year after Boone's home run landed in left field at Yankee Stadium to eliminate you in Game 7. Whereas the Patriots sucked forever.
Yeah.
And out of absolute nowhere, you get a guy in Tom Brady who arrives, thanks to Jermaine Wiggins, and you get Bill Belichick in his second year, and you get the beginning of the most successful dynasty in the history of American team sports without any question.
Yeah.
So I would go Patriots 0-1 because the story is really David against Goliath.
Mm.
Yeah, but the comeback, Curtis, like, hard to ignore when it comes to the drama around it. Hard to ignore Kevin Millar sitting on the can, reading a column by the aforementioned Dan Shaughnessy, and then walking up to him in an aggressive manner and saying, you know, why not us?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about a story.
What did he say?
Don't let us win today.
Don't let us win today. Like, I
hear you, Greg. It's a great story. What I would say, though, is the final game in the worst stadium in all of professional sports, with 6 inches of snow falling, as Gil Santos is giving you the play-by-play against a far more talented Raiders team, a quarterback that was totally unknown, and you get the fumble, it's not a fumble, you get the greatest kick in the history of the sport, and then you go to Pittsburgh, beat the Steelers, 1 week later, the Patriots in red, white, and blue win the first Super Bowl after September 11th. I go slight edge 0-1 Patriots.
I hear you, Curtis. We are like, you know, we were the Rosa Parks of sports. We did it first, and then everybody else were like, you know what, we need to join the fight.
I mean, I feel like there were other teams that had won Super Bowls prior.
But we're talking about
2001.
We're talking about here in New England.
I see, here in New England.
Here in New England,
you did it first.
Yeah, we kind of did it first.
That's
like,
true. Yeah, you did.
I know the Celtics and that, but it was a different stage.
Yeah, the Celtics had several championships prior to that.
Yeah, that was a whole different
era. New age.
Yeah, new age. We were the new age Rosa Parks. Yes, we did it first, and then every other team around here was like, we got to be able to keep up with this New England.
Up because of you. All right.
That's good job, Curtis.
Excellent lead, Curtis.
Thanks. Good job, Wiggy. Thank you.
We may need to revisit that, though. So what was the bold statement made by Dan Shaughnessy? Greatest?
So the story in the Boston Globes, 20 years later, the Red Sox 2004 World Series remains New England's greatest sports story.
New England's greatest sports story. Wow.
I mean, kind of a shot at Neshoba Regional.
You know. Correct.
I don't know.
Yes. All right. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll get to a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from yours truly next.